Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hey, babe.
Hey, honey.
Come here. You have something right there. That's what love and marriage is. No. Oh, wait, I didn't even get it. Oh, maybe it's just a skin tag.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Oops, it fell off. It was just DNA. That was a weird moment, but I can't say anything about it because my brain is mush because it's so hot. It's been so hot in LA recently. Like, so hot. Like, SWAS 24/7 hot.
If you don't know what SWAS is, it's sweaty ass. That's together in one word. SWAS.
SWAS. SWAS. SWAS. Shout out to Nicole. SWAS. SWAS. 2 days ago, I had to walk from the car to the grocery store entrance, and it was like, you described it the best.
It's like waking up and just automatically being wrapped in a blanket and a sauna at the same time and while you're walking in a heating pad all at the same time.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
It was absolutely nuts. I don't remember heat really, honestly, in LA like this.
Me neither.
Because we've had dry heat. And we've been obviously been like 105, 110, but this heat feels like sticky.
It's a little damp. It has a little bit of humidity in it. It has a little bit of claustrophobia in it. I feel like, right? When you go out, you're like, oh, I can't really move in my body. And I also said the other day, I was like, I wonder if this is what a potato feels like when we're dehydrating it in the oven. Huh. Like just walking outside and just slowly being sucked of its water content and it's just evaporating.
I think, like you said, we're being cooked.
Well, I think we're being cooked.
We're being slow.
And then I'll say, people are like, what do you think that is? I'm like, global warming. They're like, I don't believe in global warming. And I just look at them with a blank stare.
Low and slow.
We're being cooked. It's not global warming, as it's the hottest that it's ever been in record history.
But I think that it's getting to your brain a little bit. I think it's like
mine?
Your brain. Yeah, I think your brain is cooking. Because the fact that you asked yesterday if you could give me a pedicure. What's going on? I'm scared.
I don't like feet. I'm not a big feet person, but I told myself if I marry, I must marry a woman whose toes are nice enough for me to touch. And I touch your toes.
You do, and you give me the best foot massages ever.
That's about as far as we go. But I did. I gave you a pedicure. I've been really working on my home manicure pedicure lifestyle because inflation has taken prices so far so high that I'm going to be doing my own gel petty
look
manis.
At these nails. You did these yourself. It's so amazing.
I did these myself. I found this really cool product, which is an acrylic paint pen for your nails.
Actually, you did do my nails in between manicures because whatever life happened, I couldn't get there. And they looked great. And they didn't break and they stayed strong. So that 3 weeks.
I learned a lot about you during that. And I think that's what.
During what? My pedicure?
During your pedicure and during doing your nails, you know, you are a very sensitive human. So using metal tools on you is not the best. But I found a glass cuticle pusher and cleaner and a pumice stone cleaner that you like a lot.
Yeah.
Have you ever used anything like that before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I really enjoy the glass file, glass cuticle pusher. But for anybody who has like super sensitive cuticles or a super sensitive nail bed who doesn't want to use nippers or anything like that, I think using this glass abrasive file on the nail bed in the cuticle area, and then there's this other part that we think is the cuticle, but it's not. I'm learning so much about
you really are. You are on nail TikTok on the regular.
I am. Nail YouTube to be 100. It's important, and I love that for you because now I can do your pedicure and I know I won't nip you in any way.
You won't. Yeah, nails are such a thing. I know that like there really is nail TikTok and people get so obsessed with their nail day. And it is true that like when my nails are done and I'm feeling clean, it is like whole new personality versus like when I'm chipped or have a broken nail or uneven in length. It's just, oh, it's the worst feeling. And honestly, when you go to a salon and you get your nails done and they do the shape wrong, that can really fuck a person up.
I will go, leave
for
the
a
nail,
long time.
I will leave the nail salon and I'll go in the car and I'll just be like, she'd be like, they messed it up again. I'll be like, ugh. And I'll be
You're
at home.
So just, particular.
I'm so particular about my nails. But now that I've done your pedicure, I'm not crazy. I am very particular. I sat there and pushed it down and put it back up, pushed it down. And
oh yeah, no, like, I love that. I think that part of the problem is just on an overall, people don't have the time. And not everyone is meticulous. Like,
and everybody cares about your nails.
No, exactly. And not everyone cares. And it's just kind of like, especially when it's just kind of like, you know, your random corner nail shop. Like those people, it's like in and out and in and out. They're not going to sit there with you. And I feel like the best people I have found, and they're hard to find actually, are the ones that really care, that really sit down, that really see the art of it. Mm-hmm. And they really want to kind of like make sure that their customer is getting exactly what they want.
I have two nail-titians that are amazing. One that comes to the house and one that I go to. Mm-hmm. Both very good in different areas.
Right.
And I will probably get my nails done professionally.
Oh, yeah.
By them if I need it for a job or if somebody else is paying. But I think on an everyday basis, especially I get to like do designs.
Yeah, you were having so much fun. You know, can't take that away from yourself.
Can't take that away from myself. And I'm going to start learning Gel X.
Ooh,
which fancy. I'm very excited about. I'm going to learn that. And then I think I want to learn, I'm getting forms for the nails so I can just elongate my nail a little bit, because you know what's really super popular on YouTube shorts for nails? Hyper-realistic nail growth. So you know how your nail growth is like a little bit yellow, but normally when they do an extension it's either white or clear.
Yeah,
this is like painting it to make it look like your nail is actually that long. Is going down
so fancy.
So fancy.
I have a question.
Yeah,
with those nails, how do you feel about taking them and putting them in that teapot and pulling out what we're talking about?
Well, being that
can they do it?
Well, being that they are builder gel nails with a nice top coat, mm-hmm. I think I have the ability, very demure,
very mindful,
with just the flick of the wrist.
Oh, amazing. Uh-oh.
I hate this shit. I hate it. I think it is human
trafficking.
Well, it is technically human trafficking. It's not. This is just traffic.
Oh, I was close. Human trafficking, and it's traffic.
It's traffic. Wow. I hate this shit. I think it's ridiculous. I think that it's a human's fault that this is happening. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, the more we, I know, I'm going to let you talk, babes. Just let me get my rant out. The bigger the cars we build, the more people that come on this earth, the more traffic there's going to be. And they're not helping it, because they're building more apartment buildings and more houses, but they're not building wider roads.
I know.
Or more ways to get to places.
There's a lot of traffic. And I think that my idea still is the best idea I've ever heard, which is, you know, when you go to the airport and you can walk on that fast like escalator belt, I think that's what freeways should be. I think that people should be able to like program in where they're going. So if I need to go to Santa Monica, I can go to the 10 freeway. I can plug in Santa Monica. I can get on, and then it just takes me, and it's one set speed. You don't drive the car. You're just being moved. And then if you have to get off for some reason, you can like punch in like, you know, need emergency exit or something. And then your car will be moved over and you'd exit before you're pre-programmed exit. I think that would be amazing. But I digress.
Well, don't digress too much, because in the movie WALL-E, inside of the space station, mm-hmm. they had that for all the robots. And it's definitely possible. Also in the movie AI with Will Smith, they had that in the movie as well. I think as we continue with our cars and as they continue to grow in technology, we might end up like that.
Hopefully, maybe in the year like 2048, who the hell knows. But that's the year that Xenon took place.
Oh, I was like, why does that sound familiar? Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, you guys. But anyway, I think that that will just take a lot of time, because to tear down our freeways, build them back up, and then really have that happen is going to be like billions of dollars. But I think that this is something interesting that you and I can shine some light on. We have lived in Los Angeles, and we have lived in New York, two very different traffic cities and two very different transit cities, meaning like LA, there's no public transportation. I mean, there is, but it's shit. And then in England, there is good public transportation in England. But then in New York, it's like the only way to get around. How do you feel about it?
I think that with public transportation and private owned vehicles on the same road creates a problem a little bit for me, because, you know, buses are huge and people, you know, people, here's the deal about people which was driving their cars, okay? I think people forget manners when they drive because they're either late, they're on the phone, they're not paying attention, and so they don't, there's rarely anybody nice driving, except for me and a couple other people. And you're gonna be like, what are you talking about, Raven?
Yeah, you are a really nice driver.
It's annoying. I'm a really nice driver. I let you over. I do all the things. And I think with buses and taxis and subways, I think, yeah, sure, let's do it. But for those who need private transportation, I think we have to be a little bit more mindful about being on the road.
So private transportation, you mean like us in our individual cars?
Correct.
Versus public transportation, which would be like the subways and the buses and all of that. Do you feel like there's a difference in traffic between LA and New York?
Yes, I do feel like there's a difference between traffic in LA and New York. I think with New York, it's a culture of my turn, let me get in. It's kind of bumper cars.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the magic of New York, actually. I love driving in New York. It's like kind of fun. It reminds me of that Jason Statham movie where he was Death Race or something like that.
Oh my God.
Kind of reminds me of Death
Race. Fast and the Furious.
And so with LA, it's a little bit more laid back. There's no real bombarding of traffic. However, there is unconscious drivers, in the sense that they're not paying attention to those, paying attention to their surroundings.
We're all on our phones.
What do you feel?
Found it really interesting. In LA, it was like there were rules to the road. And learning to drive in Los Angeles, which I did, like 15, got my permit, 16, got my license. It was like, when there is a stop sign, you stop. When there is a light, you stop. When there are pedestrians, you stop. I was shocked because, like you said, in New York, it is a free-for-all. It's kind of like go-go. And the first time I actually really experienced it was in Paris. Mm-hmm. Because driving in Paris is like an actual video game.
Try to drive in Thailand.
Oh, yeah. It's like there are no rules. It's like every man is out for himself, every pedestrian is out for himself, and you just like fit in where you can and you go as you can. So that was wild.
And in other countries, add bicycles and add people on like mopeds and stuff.
It's wild. It's absolutely wild. I understand that New York is smaller than LA. LA is really spread out. But even in London, so many people commute more efficiently. So like they will hop on the tube. And in New York, it's weird. Like when we tell people that we drove or had a car in New York, they're like, what? Why would you ever? Like growing up with my dad, he was always like, you never need a car in New York. That's such an expense. You can't pay, blah, blah, blah. But it is like so in the culture of, oh, I'm meeting you here. I'm going to get on the subway or I get on the tube. I'll meet you there in 5. I walk. Like, we don't walk in LA. We have none of that. And so our traffic is all like gridlocked on the 405 at 4 p.m. And now it's actually like all hours of the day.
It's all hours of the day.
Like there isn't a rush hour anymore in LA. It's like always.
Because there's no set kind of time for jobs. There's so many different jobs happening at so many different times that that's what happened to traffic. One of the things about traffic that I've helped myself get over, and it's the rage.
This is what I was going to ask you. I was going to say to you, do you have road rage?
I don't anymore because I know how to stop it. And the best way to stop road rage is to put on music that does not incite it. So when I was younger,
music.
Like that, when I was younger, I would be like, I'm getting in a car. Let me put my top down. Let me ride on my beat, babe, my 808s. Let's pop, 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 pop. Now I have to listen to like Andrea Bocelli or like classical music or some type of, you know,
calming.
Yeah. Lo-fi calming. So that when somebody crosses over without a blinker and wants to then flick me off, I listen to my music and it calms my vibration down. I think there's so many different vibrations driving on the same road that it kind of, you know.
I don't know that I've actually felt like true road rage. Like there are some people who honestly like go black red out. And black out. And we had that story. Well, that was crazy. You should tell it in a second. But I think that I have definitely felt this like surge of frustration when I'm driving and then I'm behind someone who's like going 15 miles an hour and I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like there is this instant like, oh, get out of my way. And like, I will like honk the horn or be like, what the hell? And it's just, it's curious to me that it is so trigger happy for people on the road. People become so easily frustrated, and good people. Like, I'm not an angry person, you know, I'm not like a, but I will get
you're
like,
not a what? That's angry.
I'm driving my fast car and I'm being annoyed that people are like in my way.
That's a fast car. I need to check
beep,
my shit.
Beep, beep. Okay. Anyway, what I'm saying is it's just, I'm not that personality. There are some people you'll see and you'd be like, holy shit, I'm never getting in a car with that person.
Yeah. Like, you tell the story. I think you should tell the story about the time that we experienced a road rager on a bicycle. And not a bicycle, a motorcycle.
Okay. So this was crazy and you were at fault. But we got to be 100 and call a spade. So here's the deal. We were up in the windy Topanga Canyon roads and Raven was going to make a right-hand turn. She was at a stop sign. And honestly, there should be a light there because the oncoming traffic is coming so fast on this road. It's very difficult. But we're stopped at the stop sign. Raven is waiting. The cars go. And then she's like, okay, cool. I can make my right-hand turn. She makes her right-hand turn and we hear this like little horn, like kind of like a bitch horn, honest. And then a person on a motorcycle comes around us.
For those of you who don't know, motorcyclists don't have to stay right in the center of the road. That one lane is broken up into 3 to 4 different lanes.
It's so crazy. California is bizarre. And we're like, okay, oh my gosh, this person was clearly in her blind spot and she had gone and he cuts us off immediately and then starts slowing down. So we have to slow down. It was very weird. And we right away were like, this is freaky.
This is weird. Something's going on.
So he continues to slow down. He slows down to the point where we have to fully stop. He stops. He then gets off his bike, takes off his helmet. And mind you, it's not a motorcycle like a Ducati or a Harley. It's kind of like a
hybrid. Yes, knowing your bikes.
Yeah. It's kind of like a hybrid between like a Vespa and like a
like an old Harley that didn't have an upgrade of 2001. It was like old school.
Like he had like a basket built it
himself.
On it.
No, he built it himself.
Whatever. Anyway, this man, he gets off. He takes his helmet off. He's an older gentleman. He has a long ponytail. He has white and gray hair. And
he's white.
Yeah, he's a white guy. And he has like salt and pepper. That's the word I was like. Salt and pepper hair. He's not attractive. He's like, he's clearly angry. And he starts walking towards us. And I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God. And Raven's like, what the fuck? You know, she's like, this is weird.
I'm prepping myself just in case.
Right. Like it was, it was really weird. So he walks towards the car, stops dead center, looks Raven in the eyes, and he does this. And he literally goes pow, pow 2 times.
And he calls me a bitch.
Well, then after that, he comes up to the window and he starts yelling at you in the window. And you were just like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And you went around his bike and left him. And then we were super freaked out and you drove kind of
so
quickly.
So I also know how to evade. Don't ask me followed. Why. Don't ask me why I know how to evade, but I know how to evade. So we evaded him a little bit and like hid in a corner and he was following us. Yep. And I was like, there he goes. And I quickly zipped out. Thank goodness we were in a electric vehicle, so there was no engine to be vehicle. Heard. She hates me when I say that word. Vehicle.
Vehicle. Just say car. Just say Tesla.
No, it's a vehicle.
Yeah, thank goodness we were in electric vehicle so we could be all stealth. Understood.
We decided
we were not moving to Topanga Canyon.
We're not moving to Topanga Canyon. But again, a road rage situation. Understood. I had a blind spot. I cut you off. My apology, sir. But to get off of a bike, point a fake gun at me, call me a bitch, and then continue to harass me. You haven't fallen. You're super safe. Everybody's fine. You don't probably need to do that. That's something you need to do. You know what I mean? Like you don't even do that if you get hit. You know what I mean? You do not.
If you're hit, you're hit.
You don't have time to harass.
Yeah, exactly.
But I just think that was one of the moments that I'm just like, we should, as four-wheel drivers, learn more motorcyclist rules and vice versa. Somebody that I knew a long time ago was taking their motorcycle license and they showed me what they had to learn. I was like, I didn't know this. There's so many other rules that they have. And I think one of them should be, if you are driving down a windy street in the hills, you should drive in the center of the lane instead of, I'm sorry, the center between the two lanes instead of the center right side, so that when I'm taking a right, you don't get angry.
It's true. And or they need to have lights, like I said. They have to. Oh, there are so many intersections, especially in LA, that do not have lights.
There's this intersection in Beverly Hills. It is the widest.
Yeah, by the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Intersection that you can possibly imagine. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's five. It's a five-way stop sign.
And nobody ever knows who's there first, so everyone just inches forward and then.
And like, what's even worse about it is that where you, the communal area in the center is so huge. It's a circle. So you know when you go to a stop sign, a four-way stop sign, it's probably like a, you know, a 20-foot square. This has to be like, oh my God, 500 yards or something stupid. And there is no light there. You have to trust that the other person's... I'm surprised there's not more...
accidents there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a six-way stop sign. I've never seen a six-way stop sign anywhere in my life, especially with that big of a centerpiece to it.
Yeah, it's huge.
The grid that cities planned out happened way before Hummers were invented, way before SUVs and F-150s.
And Tesla trucks.
And Tesla trucks. You know, that's this true. Is when cars were a lot smaller, when they were, you know what I mean?
And when people were a lot smaller, just everyone's footprint was smaller on an overall. And yeah, it's true. It's like our city does need updating. But you know what I find interesting? Mm-hmm. You and I recently drove across the country.
In 3 days.
Yep. We drove from New York State to LA, and we really didn't encounter any traffic.
Not one piece of traffic. I think that was the universe, though. I don't think that was real.
Amazing.
Was, yeah, it was.
It was really, really crazy.
Normally, I've driven across country a couple of times with my mom and my brother, and we encounter traffic when we are in, for instance, Texas, when we go through the fatter part of Texas, or when we're going through like an Alabama or something, because when you start reaching those cities, you get that. But we took a route that was absolutely amazing, and not one speck of traffic.
Yeah, we had a little bit in St. Louis, and then we had a little bit on the second day driving from St. Louis, where there was a lot of construction.
We saw traffic. It was on the other side of the road.
That was
really crazy because of the construction. It was on the other side of the road.
And that was when we had already gotten into California and they started doing like gridlocking or whatever. And that was cuckoo. That was like when you pass by and you're like, thank God I'm not on that side of the road.
I feel so bad for y'all.
Oh, you know, I used to work in Santa Monica, and I just remember when I would have to leave Santa Monica and drive back into the city.
Oh, okay. So Santa Monica is west side, right by the coast, and you were driving inland.
Yeah.
Probably like closer to Hollywood area.
Exactly. Like I would have actual dread because I knew that my commute was going to take 2 hours. It was the wildest, wildest thing. Like I remember one time being on the freeway and it was an actual parking lot. Like I was in park just sitting.
Oh my goodness. I remember when I was younger, like when back when I used to have a curfew, I was sitting on the 101 by the Universal Studios, and I had to call my parents and say, please don't ground me. I'm going to be late because of the 101. And I said, I think it's on the news. And there was like this big accident. They were like, we think we see you. I was like, it's so bad.
You know, that is another thing that drives me crazy. When people
get it, drives.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Uh-huh. When people get in car accidents and then there is traffic.
Oh, I need to see. People, I need to see.
Oh my God.
I'm like this.
No. Uh-uh. It drives me absolutely insane.
I need to see it.
It's horrible to me. Come on. I make a point of when I pass. No, because I am so.
You be looking when you're in the passenger seat.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
I do not. Not unless it's like really something gruesome. But here's the deal.
How you know it's gruesome if you're not looking?
Because you can tell by the number of cars there. You can see by the amount of, if there's like four fire trucks and ambulance.
I'm looking all the time.
Okay, well, I don't look. And that's on principle because it pisses me off so much that.
That's on God. She said, that's on principle. That's on God. All right, bruh.
Yeah. Because that is on principle, because it pisses me off so much that those poor people got in an accident. That sucks for them. Their day, they're going to have to handle that. Now they're not getting to where they need to go. But there is no way me, 20 miles back, need to be sat on this freeway for 45 minutes because all you nosy-ass motherfuckers need to slow down to 5 miles an hour to go, wow, that sucks.
But then I speed up right after, though.
It doesn't matter. It slows the flow so much so that I am impacted and now I'm late.
Have you ever stopped?
It's disrespectful. That's a private matter. That is personal. You are invading their space.
I'm in my car.
Let those people call State Farm on their own. Let them get
bandaged up.
Yeah, whatever. Just don't babes, look.
Have you Have you ever stopped to help someone in an accident or like help to maneuver traffic for someone?
Yes, a few different times. One of the times that first comes to mind, though, is back in 2020. I was going to get groceries and I was at a stoplight. It was a red light. Everyone who was going this way was driving obviously green. And there was a woman who was waiting from this direction to make a left hand. Mm-hmm. No, she would have been making a right hand turn. And somebody hit her. And she passed out. And in passing out, she obviously took her foot off the brake and started moving towards, it was like me and then another car and then this lady. So she comes and she hits this car and then this car starts being pushed into me. And I was like, holy shit, here we go. My Prius was named Jupiter and it was a great car. Thanks, Jupiter, for all the time we had together. But I was like, we have to help her because she was passed out. And I'd never seen anything like that. And I think about it often because I was like, fainting at the wheel is terrifying.
Yeah.
And she, I think, was so shocked from maybe being hit that it caused her to faint. And then her car door was locked, so we couldn't get into her. So we were like, hello, lady. And then I started to feel faint. So I was like, you guys got this. I have to go. it became too much. I have a thing about passing out. It's like, I'm phobic of it. And it was a little too much. That was one for sure. And then you and I have had a few. We've seen like some people fall in the middle of the street or get hit. We've helped them out.
I remember I saw a woman in a wheelchair. Remember that one? And I helped that woman. Yeah, I do.
And that was like in the thick of COVID. And I was like, don't touch a stranger. And you were like, because she was like, it was just an uncomfortable situation. She was a bigger woman and you were like hoisting her up. And you are an angel. You're very, very good at those things. You are a person who will step in and help. Like that woman who was crying on our last flight. And you were like, hug? You could try to hug this woman and she wouldn't even make eye contact with you.
I felt so bad for her. She just walks on the plane boohooing and then she gets to get off the plane first because of something that went down.
And then you went up to the flight attendant and asked what happened to the woman.
Somebody died in her family.
No, it was an issue with her daughter.
I am nosy. You're so nosy,
especially for a person who doesn't like nosiness. But I just want to say that I also think that cars need multiple horns.
Because different kinds of horns.
Multiple horns.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, it's my thought. I think cars
need... I am agreeing with you.
Just, you can agree and not take it over. Okay. I think that cars need to have multiple horns. Mm-hmm. I think we need a stop, you're about to hit me horn. Mm-hmm. I think we need a hey, what's up, I know you horn. Mm-hmm. I think we need a like, whoa, motherfucker, you hit me horn. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
I agree with you. But I'm not going to interject on your thought, but I agree with you.
I love that. How many horns would you want?
I would definitely want, it's a red light horn. I definitely want a, hey, you're too close to my lane horn. Mm-hmm. I want a, hey, there's a bicycle behind you. Let's all move over to the left to let this bike through horn. Mm-hmm. I think there's a horn of, there's something happening ahead. Gah, gah. So obviously I just want voices. I just want to press certain voice and you hear a big voice come out. Get out of my, like, you know what I mean?
You know what you need? You just need one of these. You just need
a foghorn.
You just need like a megaphone. Yeah. You need like a cop megaphone situation where you could be like, hey, you're about to hit me. Hey, bicyclists, move. Bicyclists. Lee, that's another thing.
In Los Angeles, we have a lot of motor vehicles.
So in LA, you just are trying to tell us all, babes, that in LA we have a lot of scooters.
We have a lot of motorized scooters.
Yeah, and like birds and limes and
they're
all
not allowed to be on the sidewalk. So now we also have to drive with them on the road. Our roads are not big enough.
Are they not allowed to be on the sidewalk?
They're not allowed on the sidewalk. Oh. The roads aren't big enough for motorcycles, motorized scooters, bicycles, unipeds, unicycles, segways, hoverboards,
the pedestrians.
I'm tired of this.
Oh my god, rollerbladers and roller skaters.
They're all supposed to be on the street. Ain't enough space, boo.
Yeah, it's true. It's really overwhelming. I don't know. It's like
it gives me a headache.
It's a video game. It's every time we leave. Every time we leave and we get on the road, it's a risk because you don't know if you're going to get traffic. You don't know if you're going to get no traffic. You don't know if you're going to get people flying at you. You don't know what you're about to see. Yeah, because people fly out at you at random times when you're on this road.
Especially downtown.
And you know, with me, I just get dicks in the wild. So it is always a risk.
It is always a risk.
And go check the history of this channel. You know what we're talking about.
It's always a risk when you get in the car and put that seatbelt on behind the wheel and say vroom vroom.
Who's a better driver, you or me?
Me.
All right. I don't think you're a better driver.
Do you think we're equal?
I think we're equal in different ways.
Okay, explain.
I think you are a good driver in what you do, which you do really well on like long distances. And you are very mindful with pedestrians and things of that nature.
Yes, I am.
You are. However, I think I'm better at defensive driving, and I'm better at evading, and I'm better at speed. I'm not really good with pedestrians.
You're not. I'm definitely a better parallel parker.
I'll give you that. I park better backing up. Like, I always.
You know where you beat me for sure? Like, no, I will not ever contest this is in reverse driving.
Oh, I'm beast.
You literally can drive backwards at 50 miles an hour.
No, 45.
Okay, 45 miles an hour with zero issue. Like, I could never and don't ever want to.
Oh, yeah.
But unlike you, I don't hit poles.
I'm sorry, what'd you just say?
But unlike you, I do not hit poles.
I'm sorry. Who hit a pole?
You did.
Okay. Why did I hit the pole?
Because you were backing up too close to it.
Okay. Did you hit a wall? In a car that I own?
You hit a pole a Mercedes that you were renting. You ran. That damaged.
You were pulling forward and hit a wall.
No, I just didn't stop. And that wasn't my fault.
Wait. Not a no. I just didn't stop. What do you, it doesn't matter. I'm not talking about stopping. I'm talking about hitting something. Did you hit a wall, Miranda?
I tapped gently a wall because the nose of the car.
It doesn't matter what because of. Are there flecks of black because the paint is gone? Because you hit a wall.
Oh, I don't think that happened because I hit a wall.
Oh, no?
No, I think that happened because the wall hit you. Me.
Okay.
And no, I think that someone else actually hit the car. For those specific specs.
No, for those specific specs, I remember distinctly you hitting a brick wall and saying, I told you, I was tired.
So back to traffic. When leaving the house, do you factor traffic in to when you're deciding to leave?
I factor traffic in every day.
Yeah?
I leave 30 minutes early anywhere because everywhere in LA takes 30 minutes, Cher. So
actually it doesn't, but that's my thought process. I feel like everywhere in LA takes 30 minutes or 20, but it's not true.
But everywhere in LA takes about 20 minutes. And then I
factor
if there's no traffic. So I factor in another 20 minutes for traffic. I factor in 20 minutes for traffic, accidents, and just random things that could happen and / you know, if I need to stop because I want to stop and get some.
I love that for you.
What are you doing?
Waze do that for you?
Oh my god,
you
love Waze. I love Waze, and I love that they have a Sagittarius.
Oh, I know, it weirds me out. It's like, hey Sagittarius, you must be feeling really mischievous today. Exit here. And I'm like, what did she just say to you?
She's like, it's okay. You don't have to listen to me. I know you want to go get ice cream, but just come here and then we can do your fun stuff after.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey Sagittarius, we know that you're probably getting bored right about now, but turn left on La Cienega. I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. I
have a question for you.
Okay.
Can you get around LA without navigation?
No. I mean, okay, yes.
But no.
No, I can. And there are places that I can, I know LA really very well at this point, but I always use it because I feel like there might be something that I can jimmy to get there more quickly and I can assess the traffic and the route. But like, there are times when I'm going to like, what if I'm going to the market or whatever, I don't need
Navi. I use navigation so much that I think I don't know my city.
But you got the new car, the Porsche,
yeah,
and you don't have navigation in it. Oh, I mean, you use your phone.
CarPlay, yeah, I use my phone. I really do. Navigation has become a really bad crutch for me. And you know what else has become a bad crutch for me? The backup cameras.
Oh, shit. That's a non-negotiable. Like, I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it anymore. If we get a car, we rent a car, and it doesn't have a backup camera, I'm like, wait, what?
Like, what car doesn't even have a backup? Think about what our parents had to deal with. No cell phones, no navigation, like, no backup cameras.
No
our parents,
sensors.
They did this the whole way. This. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, just no.
Sit down.
Exactly. Nothing. Like, it's so crazy. My dad's like, where's the Thomas Guide?
Oh, the Thomas Guide. Those who know a Thomas Guide, put an arrow down in the comments.
Put a Thomas Guide down below.
Yeah, put an arrow down in the comments if you know what we're talking about when we say Thomas Guide. Yeah, there's some crutches that we have as this generation, but I think as we move forward, people are going to implement your idea when it comes to traffic. And for those out there, be nice to the driver next to you.
Yeah, drive safely. Wear your seatbelt. Don't text and drive. Honk one of your 15 horns. So, today we are toasting to every single air conditioning unit in the city of Los Angeles because they are working overtime. And that is really it. I just want to thank the LADWP and every single air conditioning unit and every single place that's keeping us with lights on and cool during this horrible heat wave.
Thank you so much for your services. I know that we've had an air conditioning that's broken down twice mm-hmm. last year during a really hot summer. There's so many people that are having to stay in their homes because of their health condition during this time. And so all of those service people who go out to make sure that we're keeping our elders alive and our young people safe, so important. It's really hot out there, everybody. Please do not forget to drink water.
And please keep your animals inside during this time. It's almost fall, though. People are going to be like, what the hell are we talking about? But it's like, it's just really abnormally hot in Los Angeles. And I can't stop talking about that and my nails and the fact that I can't smell. All right. Love you guys. Bye.